Hello and welcome to Simply Save, Money Controls Weekly Personal Finance Podcast, where we discuss all things money. I'm your host Preeti Kulkarni, and in this episode, we'll once again turn our focus to the income tax return filing process. Now, the return filing season is over, so to say, because the due date, that is July 31st, has passed by, and you can heave a sigh of relief if you've met the deadline. But that is only if you have completed the critical task of verifying your return once you are through with the submission. If you haven't, then you need to hurry and complete the process within 120 days of having filed your returns. And this apart, if you have missed the deadline and filed returns after July 31st, then this window shrinks further for you. As per the recently revised Income Tax Department rules, late filers will have to verify their returns within 30 days. To understand the importance of verifying your returns, the convenience that e-verification offers, and recent changes in this process, we have with us today tax expert Kuldeep Kumar, partner with Rialto Partners. Prior to this, Mr. Kumar was a tax partner at PwC.
Hello, Mr. Kumar. Welcome to Simply Save. It's great to have you on our show.
Thank you, Preeti, for having me on the show.
Thank you. So the Income Tax Department has recently amended the rules for verifying tax returns filed. So the window is now narrower from 120 days to 30 days for those who file belated returns, that is after July 31st. Could you elaborate on this change in rules?
Yeah, the Income Tax Department has come out with a notification on 29th of July 2022. Saying that any return which is filed after 1st of August 2022, then such returns have to be e-verified within 30 days rather than 120 days earlier, the time limit which was prescribed. And you know, the objective of this is that you see that the government has been sending the SMS, pushing the, you know, the taxpayers to file their returns promptly, and they also want to process those returns in a timely manner. So that is the reason behind that move, that all the taxpayers should, after filing the return, they should also e-verify the return very promptly rather than keeping them, you know, keeping them for a longer period of time to e-verify that.
Okay. So can we take a step back and can you explain what exactly is a belated return in the first place?
So the actually, you know, the Income Tax Act has prescribed the due dates for filing the tax return by the taxpayers. And where the individual fails to file the tax return within the due date, he can still file the tax return after the expiry of the due date. And any return which is filed after the expiry of the due date is called a belated return. Now, there is also a time limit prescribed under Section 139, subsection 4 of the Income Tax Act, which states that the belated return can be filed anytime 3 months before the end of the relevant assessment year or before completion of the assessment, whichever is earlier. For example, the due date of filing the original tax return for the assessment year 2022-2023 was to be filed by 31st of July 2022. Now a belated return can be filed by 31st of December 2022.
Okay. So
if this, now of course the taxpayers can file the belated tax return, but there are certain consequences, you know, which the taxpayer should be aware of. For example, where the belated return is filed, there is a late filing fee of rupees 5,000 rupees, and you know, is levied. And in case the income does not exceed 500,000 rupees, then such just late filing fee is 1,000 rupees. Then second, if there is any tax which is payable, then the interest under Section 234A is levyable from the due date of filing the tax return till the date of the return is furnished, and the interest is calculated at the rate of 1% per month on the taxes which are still due, which has not been deposited with the tax authorities. And the third is, even the interest under Section 3234B will also continue, where the amount of taxes unpaid are more than 10% of the total taxes which are due to the government. And also in extreme cases, for example, now the government is actually, pre-publishing the the pre-filled data they are providing, whether it is relating to the dividend income, whether it is relating to the capital gain. Now, suppose if the taxpayer has not filed the tax return by 31st of July, and the tax authorities, based on the information available with them, they pass the, you know, the assessment, then in that case, even the penalty under Section 270A can be imposed for under-reporting of the income. And that penalty would be 50% of the amount on which the assessment is claimed by the tax authorities, and 51 amount is under-reported, and the amount of under-reported would be the amount as assessed by the tax authorities. So this has not happened so far, but we can well imagine the way the speed the government is actually tightening the compliance cycle. And if the taxpayers, you know, they pass the assessment, you know, even before the after the due date, before the an individual can file the belated return, then the exposure to 270A would also continue. Then, if there is any loss, and other than the loss from the income under the head, income from house property, then that is not permitted to be carried forward if the return is not filed, you know, within the prescribed due date, or in case of belated return, it is not permitted. And finally, in case any refund is claimed in the return, then the interest on such refund shall be computed by the tax authority, by the tax department, from the date of furnishing the tax return, that is the belated, and not from the first day of the assessment year, that is April 1st. So in other words, if somebody has missed to file the return by 31st of July, and say he is filing the return, say, on 1st of August 2022, then he will lose the interest on the refund for the first 4 months, that is April, May, June, and July. So therefore, it is very important that the taxpayer should file their tax return within the due date as prescribed under the Act.
Right. So now, if we could go back to the process of verifying returns, could you explain the importance of verifying returns and, of course, meeting the deadline as well?
Yeah, so currently all returns which have been filed by 31st of July, they should be e-verified within 120 days. That is within 4 months after expiry of the 31st of July. And there are various methods available through Aadhaar, through net banking, through, you know, there are 10 ways, you know, one can actually e-verify the return. So those go ahead in that manner. And assuming that if one does not, one does not actually e-verify the return within 120 days, then this return will be treated as an invalid return. And if question is not done within 120 days, then, this return is visible under the return filing section as invalid, and one can apply for a condonation of the delay and stating the reason that why the individual was not able to e-verify the return within the prescribed time. But if and upon making such condonation, the tax authorities can then condone the delay, and then the e-verification done after 120 days is accepted as the return filed. And you will note that in the past, so far the government has given enough time, and many individuals actually did not e-verify their returns over the previous years, for the previous 4 or 5 years. So the government has actually, provided a window to apply for the condonation, and they allowed to, e-verify so that those returns can be treated as a valid return. But now, from 1st of August, when they have actually curtailed the period from 120 to 30 days, so one can expect that probably the government will not look at that window in that favorably, because government really want that tighten the compliance cycle so that if the taxpayers file the return, government timely process the return, so that with this way the compliance cycle is actually tightened.
Right. So just a clarification, is it mandatory to e-verify returns, or do taxpayers have that option of physically sending ITRV to the income tax department, CPC in Bangalore?
So one of the mechanism of e-verification is, A, as I explained, earlier, through net banking or through, Aadhaar, etc. So one of the ways also that you have to send the physical copy of ITR-4 ITR-5 with the CPC center within 120 days. I mean, you have to post it. So that is also one of the way of e-verification of the return. Now, since they have reduced the period from 120 to 30 days, you know, some tax category of taxpayer will face a problem. For example, the senior or super senior citizen, you know, who may be not having the net banking, who may not be having the Aadhaar, which is linked to the PAN, etc. So now they need to ensure that any return which is filed after 31st of July or after 1st of August, they have to very promptly post that return to the CPC so that it reaches them within the next 30 days. And similarly, for example, for foreign nationals who have left the country, now they have also, the moment they file the return, they should immediately, you know, they should immediately post that return to the CPC immediately if they cannot e-verify electronically the mechanism which the government has provided.
Right. But you would recommend the electronic mode, right? It is simpler and more convenient, provided they have access to it, provided the taxpayers have access to it.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. Okay. And one more point of clarification. Now, this 120-day period, the clock starts ticking from the day you file your returns and not from July 31st, right? So if, let's say, somebody has filed their tax return on July 15th, then this window will close on November 15th. Is that correct?
This is, So, the return has to be verified within 120 days of the date of submitting the return.
Okay. So, we've discussed the belated return in detail. But could you also talk about what is the recourse for a taxpayer who misses not only the due date, that is July 31st, but also fails to submit her returns by December 31st? What can she do in such cases?
So in such cases, one can explore the option of filing an updated return. An updated return can be filed within 24 months from the end of the relevant assessment year. So in the present case, for example, for the assessment year 22-23, the updated return can be filed until March 31, 2025. But one has to, you know, pay the additional tax, and where the return is filed by 31st of March 2024, then additional tax is 25% of the tax as well as interest of the interest, and thereafter thereafter 50% of the tax and interest is to be paid where the return is filed after 31st of March 2024 but before 31st of March 2025. But it should be noted, I would like to state that the option of unupdated return can be explored, where it does not result in lowering the tax liability, or that should not result in increasing the refund, or that return should not be the return of loss. So only in these circumstances, that window of updated return is available to the taxpayers.
All right. Thanks a lot for being on our show, Mr. Kumar. I'm sure our listeners will find your insights useful. Thank you so much once again.
Thank you, Preeti. Thank you, Preeti, for having me.
And with that, it's a wrap on this episode of Simply Save. For more news, views, and updates, do stay logged on to Money Control.